Cocoa production in the country for some time now has not been the best, according to available statistics. Farmers believe they could do better and increase production. Redigana finds out from a member of the Parliamentary Committee on Food and Agriculture, Bright Damoji, who said government is doing all that is necessary to increase production. He mentioned the introduction, supply and planting of improved seedlings, mass cocoa spraying, which are being done free of charge. The only thing he thinks government cannot control is the weather as a result of climate change. He spoke to George Ankra.
Basically, if you look at the trend of the figures, that is not the best for us to achieve. We are expecting that we will do better and hit over 1 million metric tons that we achieved in 2010. But I just want to say that the theory that is being propounded by Dr. Bawumia, that they will be able to increase cocoa production by 500 metric tons, is purely voodoo agronomy. Voodoo agronomy in the sense that if you want to increase production, especially in agriculture, you have things that you have to do. And you need to be specific on what you really want to do. Is it going to increase cocoa production by 500 metric tons to our current production figure of about 700,000? Or is it going to increase production by 500,000 considering our highest target of 1 million in 2010? So we need to find out what is it talking about. Then we need to find out what are they going to do to be able to achieve that figure. Because currently, all the things that we need to do to be able to achieve or increase production is being done. One, to ensure that we have food seedlings, which is the seed. Good seedlings is key. And this government is increasing distributing seedlings to farmers across the length and breadth of this country.